Wannabe Hunting Podcast. This is your host, Amos Medford. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we are excited to continue our turkey series. Today we've got Mr. Jonah Hyatt from Central Florida, and he's a return guest. He's one of our favorites, so we appreciate him taking the time to join us today and talk turkey hunting. He actually did a little recap on deer season to start us off, and they had a good season, so it'll be a good one for you. And thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. And make sure you're checking out what Jonah has going on Instagram and his YouTube as well. He has some really cool videos up, and I'll try to have a link in the description on that. But definitely, if anything, search that on YouTube, you'll find him. So check that stuff out. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, and let's get geared up for turkey season. Let's go.
Yeah, everybody's making the transition to talk about turkeys, but before we jump into all that, man, you had a pretty awesome deer season. You want to pick up with the first buck you killed, or wherever you want to start out, man, and just give us a recap.
Yeah, because started out archery hunting a little bit in Georgia and stuff, and I mean, seen a bunch of deer up there, and then kind of circled around and come back to Florida and hunted. I went down to South Florida with my dad on a guided hunt that we pretty much do every year, and I got to harvest a really good buck down there. I was really proud of that one. And then kind of some time went on, and we went kind of started really hunting back up in Georgia and stuff. The rut started kicking off and everything. And it's a brand new property we have up there. So didn't really know a whole lot about the ins and out of the property. I mean, started running trail cameras in the summer of last year there, and started getting a little bit of inventory on what kind of deer was there, but really didn't have really any bucks that we say if we wanted to really target. We had one deer that I got to harvest there was he was just a big six. He just didn't have no brow tines, but still a really good deer, sure deer. And we were like, if one of us, me or my dad, sees that deer, that we would try to take him. And ended up the weekend of Halloween. It was the Saturday before Halloween. We were up there, and I was hunting one of our bigger food plots, and he come walking out about 5:30, 5:45, and got the opportunity to shoot him. So I took a shot, and he only went like 20-30 yards. And actually, I was gave him some time, got down, and sitting there doing all the after kill stuff, the pictures and everything, talking about it with my girlfriend. She was sitting with me. Mm-hmm. And actually heard my dad shoot on the other end of the property, and he ended up shooting a really good buck, or you mean just showed up. And so it was kind of sweet, that brand new property that we got to double up right there. So you mean his was actually a really good buck, and I mean, I couldn't complain about mine by no means. Like I said, he was just a 6-point, but he was definitely a really good deer, mature deer. And so, I mean, it kind of held us on the property for sure for the first year. And actually, my dad ended up harvesting another buck. It was actually a really good buck later in December, because we got a really big food plot over there. I think it's like give or take. So
nice.
After it hard freezed up there, it kind of all the deer started moving in there. And you mean you could go there and sit on that food plot and see 15 to 20 deer in an afternoon. So I mean, it was kind of a matter of time before a good deer showed up and they'd come to that food plot to eat, with it everything else being because of the frost. So he was able to harvest another buck. So 3 really good deer off that place for the first year. We can't complain about that for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's really cool. Y'all were able to double up and, had everybody there to kind of experience it together. That's pretty cool. That was October 30th, that morning, I shot my first buck ever. So that's pretty awesome. It was the same day.
Yeah, I guess that was a lucky day for sure. I mean, I seen that you keep up with you on social media and seen you got your first buck there, which is, it's great for you for sure.
Yeah. I'm still excited about it.
Oh yeah. I'm happy about the first one I shot, and I'm happy about the 10th one I shot. I mean, which I've just got the opportunity to hunt pretty much most of my life. So, you mean, I've got really good opportunities at going hunting, going to harvest deer and stuff, but it don't matter if it's what number it is for you. You mean, you'll still be thinking about it for years on end for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome, man. Sounds like a good season. And, you know, sounds like a property that y'all definitely want to stick with up there. But, man, everybody, it seems, if you look on social media and everywhere else, is, you know, transitioning to thinking about turkeys. And I think me and you are the same way. So let's jump into, you know, some turkey hunting and just kind of get an idea of what you got planned. Obviously, live down in the land of Osceolas. You hunting anywhere other than Florida this year for turkeys, or just staying home, or what's on the agenda?
Well, I'll start. I'll probably go down to South Florida. I usually go down there every year, that opening weekend, that first weekend of March. I'll go down there and try to hunt, because, I mean, it starts 2 weeks earlier, and then mm-hmm. I'll come back up and hunt around where I live at, which is north of 70, and a few different properties I got permission, and then actually the place I live, there's turkeys on it. So kind of start right there around that time. And then used to, for the past couple of years, Georgia and Florida open pretty much the same weekend or a weekend off. But this year, I think it's like 2 to 3 weekends different. So it'll give me a good opportunity to kind of get all my hunting done down here as much as I can, and then switch gears and go up to our place in Georgia. And I got some other guys there with and hunt. So that's kind of in the works. I talked to some guys out of state, you mean in the Midwest and stuff, that we're trying to plan a trip to go up there later in the season when they really get kicked off, later, like into April, 1st of May, that kind of area. So, but pretty much hunt down here where we're at, and then go, like I said, go south is pretty much so far on the agenda and what we got planned, but you know, that could always change for sure.
Yeah. Very cool. Sounds like a good plan. You know, start close to home and then kind of work out from there. What kind of shotgun and ammo do you use when you're turkey hunting?
You mean, pretty much everybody switched to that TSS shot. I've kind of got on that too. I shoot number 9 TSS. And I shoot a 20 gauge. I was shooting a 12 gauge for years, and went and picked up a Stoeger 20 gauge that I've shot for 2 years now. And I mean, I shot a turkey last year at like 50 yards with it, and I mean, no complaints at all. Nice. I used to shoot the Longbeard XR, the Winchester, and I mean, they did really good out of my 12 gauge, but it was just a cheaper Remington 870, and it was just so hard to carry in the woods and just so long and stuff. So I made a switch to a 20 gauge, a lighter automatic that, I mean, if the days that you got to really work a bird, or you got to travel around, you got to walk a mile or two, you mean, it gets exhausting carrying such a big shotgun around. So I definitely upgraded and got a lot lighter shotgun. And yeah. I mean, like I said, with this TSS shot that they're manufacturing now, I mean, some of these guys are shooting 70, 80 yards with this number 9, number 10s. I mean, it's just crazy that the yardage that you can get out of these new shells. So, I mean, why not switch to a 20 gauge when you don't have to beat your shoulder up so bad?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know exactly what you're talking about. A Remington 870, and I have so far only shot, you know, the Longbeard XR. So I know exactly what you mean. It's pretty hefty, but that's cool, man. Yeah, I know most everybody's getting switched over to the TSS. So anything that, you know, makes it more accurate, more ethical, I'm all for it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you mean, I've I shoot a Jeb's choke, which is, they've got their own choke for the TSS load. So, I mean, you'll pay a little bit for it. I mean, it's a little bit more of the higher end choke, and it definitely makes a big difference too. Choke tubes are a big factor on how well your shotgun shoots. I mean, you can take an 870, put a good choke and good ammo in it, and you can definitely shoot turkeys well out to 60, 70 yards if you want to, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely looking at some, you know, some upgrades on the ammo and choke. In fact, the build, I didn't have a choke on it at all, but, you know, he was only 10, 15 yards from me, so it wasn't a big deal, but, but yeah, anything that makes it better, I'm all for it. What, do you use primarily, mouth calls, or do you like, you know, a pot call or a box, or you use all of them?
I pretty much switch it up pretty regular. You mean, I use mouth calls when it's on that running gun kind of thing. But for that soft call in, that close quarters and stuff like that, I like to use like a friction call. It's like call type that you can get real soft on. And, but I mean, I use box calls every once in a while, but pretty much a mouth call or a slate call is kind of my go-to calls. I got a guy that's actually up in the Tallahassee area. It's Lyford Custom Calls, and he builds a lot of my calls. I've been pretty good friends with a guy for a couple of years now. I met him at a turkey extravaganza thing that they have every year down here, pretty close to where I live, and met him there, like I said, a few years ago, and just really kept in touch with him. And all the time I'm ordering calls from him, because you can never have too many calls when you're a diehard turkey hunter. So, you mean, you're always trying new things and always getting new calls. You always go back to the old calls, but you mean,
yeah,
you always try new ones. So,
yeah, for sure. What, could you say his name one more time in case anybody wants to look him up?
It's called Lyford Custom Calls. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram. Really great guy. You mean, he's, you can't miss him if you see him. He's probably 6'6" or so. You mean, he's a pretty tall guy, but great guy to talk to, great guy to work with. I mean, you call him up, tell him what you want. He does anything from mouth calls to box calls, to, mainly friction calls is a lot of stuff what he does. And he also does the wing bone calls, but pretty much he'll do all custom, whatever you call him, tell him what you want, and he'll do custom stuff. So, you mean, definitely a great guy to recommend for somebody to, if they're looking to get a new call from somebody different, definitely give him a call or shoot him a message on social media.
Yeah. Very cool. I always like to, you know, if I can try to support some small business and guys like that. So definitely to everybody listening, check him out. And I've got a guy up here near me, Ernie Edwards, has Headbusta turkey calls, and that's not far at all from me. And he does, mostly like, just some glass and slate and stuff like that. And, you know, that's awesome. Definitely cool.
Yeah.
Definitely cool.
Which I've heard of him too. And you mean, it looks like he's got some really good price. I've just never really got up with him or anything. So.
Yeah. Definitely. Cool, man. Are you, I know you said you're out of town right now. Are you going to make it to any, turkey extravaganzas or any, events like that here before season? I know there was one coming up on like February 5th or something.
Yeah, there's one that's actually, which is in Bushnell, Florida, which is like within 30 minutes of me. And that's the one where I actually met the guy with the custom call. That's where I met him a couple of years ago, which I'll be home. I'm flying back on Sunday. So I might try to go to that. We were talking about going up to our place in Georgia, do a little bit of work. So I'm not sure if I'll be home for that one. But if I am, I'll definitely try to go over there and meet a couple of guys. And I mean, that's kind of where everybody starts. They get there and it kind of gets everybody's minds rolling over to turkey hunting and pulling their calls out and everything like that. So yeah, definitely. If I'm home, I'll try to make my way over that way.
Yeah. Cool. That sounds good, man. You know, we come to gear and stuff, you know, I actually do not have one, but I know a big thing is, the turkey vest. You know, do you run a specific, vest or have one that's your favorite or anything along those lines?
You mean I've been running the Alps turkey vest, I forgot which model it is. It's the one that's actually got the chair in the back. Mm-hmm. I've been running it for a couple of years now, but with all my photography stuff, I've actually kind of sort of starting to build a relationship with Nomad. And so I think I'm going to switch all my stuff over to Nomad this year. Okay. And so I'll be running all Nomad turkey vest and clothes and pretty much everything in the Nomad line.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I've seen them, you know, you see them everywhere, and they have some awesome looking gear for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. You mean they're one of the top of the line as far as quality and in the hunting industry. So, I mean, like I said, I'm definitely working on some stuff for some photography stuff for them. So I'll definitely be switching over this year. And I think they got some new vests coming out for this spring. So probably check out a couple of them and Cool. Probably start running that.
Sounds good, man. Yeah. Yeah. If they're coming out for this spring, I'm guessing they'll be out here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, for sure. I know with, just like every other company right now, they're having issues with this, all this shortage and everything. So they're trying to scramble around to get all their gear out, but yeah, definitely they should be out for the spring. So we'll, like I said, I'll definitely be going that route this year. And
yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And yeah, everybody's scrambling. I know I'm in the electrical business and we're scrambling for materials, and everybody's having those issues. So yeah, we'll keep an eye out on their stuff, and I'm sure we'll be checking it out when they get, you know, new stuff out. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. When it comes to your setups for turkey hunting, you know, are you usually, I'm trying to think, like, are you usually scouting a place ahead of time? I know you said you had some turkeys like on your property where you live. So, I mean, you kind of have an idea on some of these places. But are you kind of trying to like scout around the night before or a couple weeks before season, you know, or do you pretty much have an idea already, you know, kind of where you're going?
Yeah, yes and no. I kind of got an idea, but I definitely, I mean, them 2 to 3 to 4 weeks before turkey season really starts. And you mean, it all depends on the season, because it depends on how the turkeys are working that year. You mean, if they kind of start early and all the gobblers get up with the hens and that kind of stuff, you mean, you can start a little bit earlier scouting. But if it's a little bit later of the season, you can't really tell till a week or two before season. But I definitely, like on the weekends and stuff, when I don't have work and I can get out there in the mornings and stuff, I'll definitely go out and try to listen and kind of see where they're roosting for that year. Cause I mean, turkeys will change it up from year to year, same property, but I've seen them change it. And a lot of times they don't, they'll kind of stay in the same area. And like one of the properties that I do get to hunt, and I'll probably start for the opener here, north of 70 for us. It's a lot of like pastures and scattered out cypress ponds. So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever hunted pasture birds, but they can be kind of some kind difficult sometimes, just because, you mean, you can see them, but that doesn't mean they're going to come in a lot of times. So, you mean, yep. You got to kind of go out there ahead of season and try to figure out which pastures you're in, which pastures they go to throughout the day. And so, yeah, definitely I put boots on the ground before season and try to get out there and listen, go in there in the afternoons and roost some turkeys, figure out where they're roosting at. So yeah, definitely I'll start here pretty soon, getting out in the woods and listening.
Yeah, I've had that exact experience on some field type birds that they were in the field and I could see them, but unfortunately the field they were in wasn't on my property.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they can be unpredictable for sure. But if you're, well, I know you mentioned that, well, I know that you do a lot of hunting or filming, excuse me. You do a lot of hunting too, but I know you do a lot of filming and everything like that. So I want to ask you here in a minute if you have any like a favorite turkey hunting story or anything like that. But before I do that, have you ever had your filming, you know, mess up a setup or feel like you couldn't get a shot because of your camera and stuff?
Yes and no. You mean I'm not at the point where I'm trying to get footage for, let's say, a TV show or trying to produce it. So I have X amount of episodes for a season and stuff. So, you mean it's come down to it where either we get to harvest a turkey or we get it on shot or get it on film. And you try to get it on film, but if it just don't work out, you mean, and it's definitely if somebody else hunting, not for say me, a lot of people aren't really concerned about the footage and
right.
They just go, okay, I'm going to shoot the turkey if you don't got it on film, but we'll try. But so, I mean, yes and no. You mean, we've tried to get it on film, but sometimes it just don't work out and you kind of connect the dots on the footage sometimes, right. I guess. But I mean, it's kind of one of them things.
Yeah, I guess. What is one of your favorite turkey hunting stories, you know, just anything through the years, anything that stands out to you?
Far as probably the most memorable, I have all the hunts that I've had down here over the years. I started turkey hunting when I was probably 10, 11 years old. My dad didn't turkey hunt hardly any, but my uncle was really, really big into turkey hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I kind of got into turkey hunting, started going with him. And I mean, that first turkey that I shot, that was that got me hooked. But right. As far as the most memorable probably hunt that I ever had, one of my actually really, really good friends now, kind of a family friend through the years, but really didn't know him the greatest until we were probably, 20, 21, about 21, 22 years old. And he had some property up in Georgia, which I never really hunted Georgia before that time. And he, me and him become pretty good friends at the time. And he was like, hey, I got this lease up in Georgia. You definitely need to come up and go turkey hunting with me before the season ends that year. And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's plan a trip. So we ended up planning a trip and we only had 2 days to hunt. It was a very short trip and we had work and stuff going on. So we worked on Friday, left, drove up there all night Friday night, got there late Friday night, stayed actually in a hotel, got up the next morning. And he was fairly big in a turkey hunt, but not, dedicated turkey hunting. He was more of a deer hunter, but he would go turkey hunting in the spring. And we got out there that first morning and he's like, when I deer hunt, I see turkeys down here in this area. This might be a place we need to go to. And then they logged some of the properties. So it was a lot of clear cuts and stuff. So we got down there to where he thought there might be turkeys. And it was a clear cut with bottoms all around it, big hardwood bottoms all around it. And when it got daylight, it was just unreal. There was turkeys everywhere. Just nobody really hunted that property and there was turkeys everywhere. And it got to the point where it was like you would call and it was kind of what turkey got there first is which one you were going to try to shoot at, because it was like 7 or 8 birds coming and it was just one of the mornings. And ended up he shot there on that Saturday. He shot a turkey that morning, really good bird. And so then we ended up coming back that Sunday morning in the same place and we called up 3 long beards in our lap. And me and him actually ended up doubling up that next morning. So it was definitely a very great hunt for a 2-day hunt that I've never been on the step foot on the property before. And So probably as of right now, that was probably the most memorable hunt that I've had.
So. Yeah. Sounds like a good one, man, for sure. Cool. What, if you were given advice to somebody getting into turkey hunting, there's just tons of gear and there's, just obviously tons of information out there. But, what kind of advice would you give them?
You don't have to have the top of the line stuff to become a turkey hunter. You can go buy the basic camouflage. Definitely you need decent camouflage, face masks, gloves, everything like that to be able to get into it just because of their eyesight's so great. But don't try to get yourself too far stretched out and try to buy the best thing. You mean a basic shotgun with a decent choke with decent ammo will work just great. And don't get discouraged. Turkey hunting is a very kind of labor intense hunt. You mean you'll get very discouraged very quick. Definitely if you're hunting public land where the birds are getting a lot of pressure, you will definitely get discouraged, but just keep going, because I mean that one time that something develops and you get to harvest a turkey, you mean all the bad times, all the long days, all the long walks will definitely pay off and it'll keep you coming back. So just don't get discouraged is probably the most.
Yeah, that's good advice for sure. Now this year, obviously, you know, you're talking about where you're going to turkey hunt and, you know, what do you have planned as far as whether it's, you know, YouTube or Instagram and all that stuff, you know, what exactly are you focusing on there? You know, we've talked before, I know you do a lot of the filming stuff, but for those who, you know, maybe hearing you for the first time or, you know, checking out your stuff online, you know, what would be the thing for us to look forward to this year?
I'm going to continue that series that you were talking about earlier in the podcast, that getting different perspectives of different hunters and stuff. I'm going to keep that rolling on my YouTube. I'll definitely keep an update on my social media on how turkey season's going, everything like that. Kind of got it in the works this year to go and do some filming for Nomad. So that might take up some of my season where I'll be filming for them.
Right.
So that's in the works. I'm not exactly sure how that's all going to work out with timing wise and getting everybody on the same page and everything. So, but yeah, that definitely could be something that happens. So that could take up, like I said, a good chunk of my season. So I might not be putting out a lot of content myself other than what I can get on hunts with them. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, definitely, you mean social media, Instagram's a big one. You mean I do Facebook a little bit, but Instagram's kind of more where I get a lot more interaction with guys in the hunting industry other than Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely keep an eye out. And that'll be exciting, definitely, if you get a chance to film with those guys. And I'm sure, you know, all that'll roll out eventually after they get it ready. Oh.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it should be a good experience. That's what I've been kind of going for with this whole videography and photography stuff, is to get my name out there and reach out to guys that are bigger in the hunting industry and stuff like that. It's starting to kind of sort of develop here, I think. So hopefully it'll continue to go on the right path, and we'll just take day by day and, be grateful for any opportunity that I can get, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, that was the first thing I noticed, you know, when I contacted you for the first episode we did, was that the photography was, you know, top notch, you know, everything was put out well. And, you know, I think if you do good work and, you know, you're building a foundation, you know, eventually there's going to come some opportunities. So hopefully that's all coming in the near future. And in the works already. So that's cool to hear. But, yeah, I always like to recommend people to give you a follow on Instagram, just to catch some awesome pictures of wildlife in Florida and Georgia and, you know, good hunting content there. So definitely, keep up the good work as far as I'm concerned, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you mean, I appreciate any support I can get. You mean people message me on social media and be like, hey, I love your work, great work, everything. And you mean that means so much to me that other people actually find my work. They enjoy watching it, looking at it and stuff. So, you mean, that's half the battle for me, just to get people to recognize my stuff. And then the guys like you that actually support it and spread the word and everything. I'm definitely grateful for everybody that is doing that for me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to jump on and do a second episode, and I'm sure we'll talk again in the future on the podcast and otherwise. And, you know, anything else you want to close out or add, you know, whether it's a thought on hunting or just anything else? If not, we're good, but.
Pretty much just definitely if anybody's interested in for me to come out and do a little short film like what I have going on my YouTube channel, definitely give me a shoot me a message. Definitely like to come out and get some footage and stuff and have somebody talk about what hunting means for them. I definitely want to try to push that series pretty heavy, and because you don't see a whole lot of that of people really talking about what hunting means to them and where they got started. So I definitely want to try to push that as much. But other than that, I mean, just hopefully everybody has a great spring, and it's pretty much it.
Yeah, man, no doubt. I'm definitely, I can get together with you on that. That would be really fun. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing all the other guys that you have on there, because it's a cool idea, and it's just a quick watch, but it you know, gets a lot of info out and gives some behind the scenes. You know, you could share that type of link with a family member or somebody who doesn't hunt, and I feel like it, you know, would kind of potentially help them. It's just, you know, it gives kind of why we hunt, but it's well produced and, you know, very tasteful. So I think it's definitely a good tool in that way, you know, as well as just being enjoyable and entertaining. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's what I'm trying to grasp for sure. So I appreciate that. And hopefully it'll continue and everybody will continue to watch and take something away from it. And if I could get one person into the hunting industry, it would be well worth it, because we're losing numbers daily of people not getting into the hunting industry. So we got to definitely work on that and keep that up if we can get more people into it.
Yes, sir. Yep. Couldn't agree more. Yep. Keep up the good work, man.
Have a good day.
All right. Yep. Later.
I just want to say another big thank you to Jonah for coming on. I really enjoyed talking hunting with him and appreciate everything he's doing with photography and video. So stay up to date with him. And I just want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in and joining us today. And turkey season is coming pretty quick here, so let's just stay with it. We're going to have some more episodes coming up, some awesome guests coming up on our podcast. But of course, there's all kind of good stuff out there getting us geared up for turkey season. So let's just get ready for it, be as prepared as we can, and have a good time with it. As always, guys, honor God, work hard, and keep hunting.